This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. And it's Sunday. And I appreciate you taking a little bit of time on Sunday, or if you're not doing it on Sunday, maybe you're doing it on Monday, to get ready for your interview week. And this is a show where I talk about ways to do pre-interview research beyond simply going to the company website or looking at LinkedIn profiles of the people you're going to meet with. I am confident you're going to find it helpful. And I just want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars on iTunes, please. It does help other people discover the show. It helps with rankings, and it makes me happy. So with that, I want to get going, okay? And let's talk today about a way or a different place to do research than where you've probably been doing it. Now, or different places, I should say. Most of you, when you're doing your homework for an interview, you may go to a company's website, look around a little bit. It's kind of chaotic, background checking. You read some stuff on the site, you scan some things, you think you're done. Some of you may go the extra step of going on LinkedIn, seeing whether you can find the profile of the person that you're going to be meeting with. That can be difficult if your network is small. For me, it's pretty easy at this point because I have so many connections. But my suggestion might be if you do a Google search, site:// www.linkedin.com, and in quotation marks, the person's name. That may give you a shot if your network is small. Here's a couple of other places to go look for research. Number one, YouTube. Firm you may be interviewing with may have videos on YouTube. That may be even easier than searching the website. Number two, Facebook. Company page on Facebook may be helpful to you. Twitter feed on the person that you're going to be meeting with may be extremely helpful to get an idea of what their thinking is like, the way they present themselves. You may also see a photo of them there that is a little bit more casual than what you see on LinkedIn. It'll give you a more well-rounded sense of the person and their personality than you might on their LinkedIn page. All in all, your job is to do some homework before the interview so that when they say, "So, what do you know about us?" you're not just simply sitting there going, "I don't know. I read some stuff. You're a good company." You don't want to come across in that way. You want to come across as knowledgeable, competent, and present yourself with confidence. Because to a real degree, what they're trying to do is to get under your veneer, underneath the surface of you, to see if there's something more there than the way you're packaging. One of the ways of deflecting that is to let them know you're thorough. It's one of the most important things that a firm can learn about you is your thoroughness in preparation. Again, research doesn't have to be hard, difficult, complicated, or take a long time. You can watch 3 videos on YouTube that a firm prepares, find the Twitter feed for the person that you're interviewing with, read their company page on Facebook, go to their website, do a Google search. You know, you can do a lot of things in a half hour and have gotten far further along than you might have previously. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.